Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, our beloved listeners. This is Amin Hamid from Healing Pike Podcast. I hope you're having fun flowing in the divine river of love, joy, peace, and compassion, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. And however you wish to take advantage of your birthright to saturate yourself and keep yourself charged up as much as you wish, as often as you wish, with love, joy, peace, and compassion, staying charged up. It's also your free subscription. It is every single being free subscription to be present in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. The question is, how often do we become aware of it, and how often do we claim our birthright and take advantage of our free subscription? It's such a beautiful state to stay most charged up, most optimized, to take care of our challenges as they arise. Those challenges may be physical challenges, emotional challenges, mental challenges, and other challenges related to our daily life, to our daily activity in respect to career opportunity, financial opportunity, relations, and many other areas that we may choose to take advantage of our birthright and our free subscription to synchronize ourselves in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. So we are charged up. We are ready to go deal with the challenges as they arise and be proud of ourselves doing such a beautiful, wonderful job that we are able to do it. And we are able to do it the most graceful way. Just remember, no matter who you are, where you are, what you are doing, and how you choose to do it, it's so important to serve ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion. And of course, as we serve ourselves more and more, as we covered it in our previous podcast, with love, joy, peace, and compassion, saturating our organs as the emotion arises, recognizing the emotions as our thought arises, recognizing our thought and guiding them. Just like the way we guide and we drive our car, or maybe I should say driving that thought, driving that emotion, just the way we drive our car. Stay on our lane, consider safety factors, so we won't have accident in our mind, in our thought, so we won't have accident in our emotions. Of course, if you choose to have accident, that's perfectly fine too. But just be aware, as we continuously have these accidents and as we continuously punish ourselves, blame ourselves, and criticize ourselves from an unhealthy perspective, we just keep on draining energy. We drain energy, we get to a point that we are fully drained and we need to keep ourselves charged up. What's the usefulness of your cell phone if it's out of battery? What is the usefulness of our car if it's out of gas? Same thing applies to us. What's the usefulness of our emotions if our emotions are totally drained and every emotion that we have stored in ourselves is majority blaming, punishing, guilt trip. Guilt trip given to ourselves or given to others. Same as thought. What's the usefulness of all those thoughts that we have stored in our brain? Storing bad experience. Doing life in such a way that we are constantly storing them in a fear-based state. Anger, revenge, hatred, resentment, jealousy, being egotistical, many other personality profile that when others have it, we say, ew, that person. Jealous at everything. And then we run away from them. Or if someone, we ask them, how are you doing? And all they can do is complain and complain and complain about everything. We walk away from those people. Why do we do that? Because it's draining. Of course, if someone complains about the situation, based on that situation, they come up with a way to overcome the challenge and find the golden nugget in the experience. They find the golden nugget in that situation. That's a different attitude. That's a different view to the situation. But if somebody just complain for the sake of complaining and disagrees for the sake of disagreeing, then guess what? Person, that individual has forgotten to serve himself or herself or itself with love, joy, peace, and compassion. They're just hungry. They require appropriate nourishment. They require healthy nourishment. And we can provide that healthy nourishment for them if we have served ourselves most appropriate way with love, joy, peace, and compassion, because it just naturally flows outward from us, reflects the environment. So we covered the whole aspect of serving ourselves in our previous episode. We can always look up that episode. We are here to serve ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Today, the podcast we have, we've titled it Sand Kingdom Grandmasters. And we are going to spend the next 6 to 7 episodes to discuss the relation that exists between us and our environment and plant kingdom as a whole is one of the energy points on the earth, on the living earth. And the main reason that we are alive on earth, we have sufficient nourishment to eat. Plant Kingdom provides the healthiest type of diet, our daily diet, for us, for many other living beings on earth. It is the foundation for earth, for the living earth. It produces oxygen. It produces carbon dioxide through the process of photosynthesis. And it's a very, very vital part of the living earth. I wonder if we could ever live on earth, you and I, as human beings. Plant kingdom never existed. And of course, as we continuously serve ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, or to transform every physical challenge, emotional challenge, mental challenge to an opportunity to stay charged up, to serve ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion, the divine respect that service, and the divine provides the appropriate amount of energy to every one of us so we can serve ourselves, we can nourish ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion to stay charged up. Of course, for us to maintain ourselves appropriately, we have to take the step of being an active participant in our life, to acknowledge how we want to live our life, to set our intention appropriately at the highest level on a daily basis. And we serve ourselves throughout the day accordingly, integrating our birthright, our free subscription of being present in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion with every breath, with every thought that crosses our mind. And when we do that, and we ask for support and service from the divine, divine says, oh, this person loves to serve himself, this person loves to serve herself, so divine provides us access to sufficient amount of energy, as well as love, joy, peace, and compassion, so we can serve ourselves appropriately. However, when we choose to extend that service to also serve other living beings alongside with us on the Mother Earth, on the living Earth, an amazing transformation occurs, because in this case, we need more support, we need more service from the divine. Why? Because we are setting our intention to, at the same time that we serve ourselves, we also serve the plant kingdom on earth. And plant kingdom is the first energy point, most vital for the foundation of the living earth. Of course, we have covered some of this material in a graphics animation that we've done. It was produced by Bert Griswold. If you like to see that graphics animation, you can always go to YouTube. Search for Healing Pack channel, HEALINGPAQ, and you can find it there. The name of it is Earth Energy Chakra System, Earth Energy Chakra System. Or you can just search for it, Earth Energy Chakra System. You can also go to our website, healingpack.org, HEALINGPAQ.org, and you will find one of the options there. It says video. If you click on that option, video, you will be able to watch the Earth Energy Chakra System. In that Earth Energy Chakra System, recover all the earth energy points that live on the living earth alongside with us. And today we are going to cover the first one, most important. Of course, they're all important because they're all complementary of one another. But, you know, plant kingdom help us to survive, help us to live, as well as animal kingdom and many other beings living on earth. And they're amazing in survival. They're amazing with so much variation, so much beauty, so much intensity of color, texture, different type of materials. And their variation is quite extensive. The reason that we picked today the title of Plant Kingdom Grandmasters is because sometimes as we are driving our car in the freeway going so many miles an hour, as we are walking in the streets or out in the Mother Nature, or we are walking alongside a bridge or a concrete structure or some kind of building, if you pay careful attention, all of a sudden, in the middle of most surprising location, like freeway system in the middle of the freeway, or the lane between the, you know, freeway system in the middle of the freeway, all of a sudden we see this plant. Just imagine itty bitty seed somehow in the middle of the asphalt, in the middle of concrete, in the middle of a rock, the harshest areas finds its heart, finds its life, and starts growing out of nothing. A simple seed that has the signature of life buried within it, with minimum amount of water, nutrition, all of a sudden it starts growing out of nowhere. It's like, it's amazing. If sometimes as you're walking or as you're driving, if you happen to come across one of these plants, you'll be amazed how beautiful they look also, how healthy they look. On the other hand, we may take a plant, bring it to our house, water it well, nourish it well, and when the time comes, it just dies. But sometimes, according to the signature of the seed and the life that's buried within the seed, you find these plants growing with absolutely nothing. What I mean, minimal water, minimal air. For example, when there is a plant growing in the middle of freeway, imagine all the noise factors that is constantly passing by the plant. Imagine the amount of pollution. If the freeway happened to be somewhere with that doesn't rain or it doesn't get wet as much, it still grows and it praise its life and it survives as it's raising its arm toward the sun to do what is assigned to do. Go through the process of photosynthesis, produce oxygen for us, produce carbon dioxide, and maintain a harmonious balance on the earth. So the message that they give us is amazing. It's the message of the ability to survive under any set of circumstances if we choose to do so. That's the key point. If we choose to. Sometimes when we see the goodness in our challenge, when we find the golden nugget in the experience, harsh as it may be, as challenging as it may be, when we change our viewpoint to our challenge, the entire energy changes. Not only the entire energy of the situation changes, also our energy dealing with the situation. And these small seeds, as they land in the locations where the chance of life, the probability of life, the probability of survival is minimal, they still survive. On this episode, we posted some of those pictures that I just happened to come by them here and there as I walked around. Because every time I come across one of these plants and I see them grow out of nowhere with minimal resource, with minimal nourishment, I just pause. Regardless of what thought crossed in my mind at that point of time, regardless of what type of emotion I'm experiencing at that point of time, I just pause. And I say, thank you, plant. Thank you for your message. Yes, I can learn how to survive from you. And accepting that message and acting accordingly and realizing that these plant kingdoms are just there to let us know that we are capable, we are able to live. We are able and we are capable to live the most harmonious way, the most charged up way, if we simply just serve ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion. Of course, today I sent a text to our dear friend, Marilyn Kapp. Marilyn Kapp has been with us in several podcasts, and we hope to have her back shortly. She's fantastic in channeling. I sent her a text saying, oh, you know, today the podcast is about the Plant Kingdom Grandmasters. She sent a beautiful text back that I'd like to share with you about the Plant Kingdom. She goes, when it comes to herbs and plants, we hold them and are infused with their energy and can then use our hands and energy to promote healing. With the plant energy merged with our energy and divine energy. This can be done remotely or even without the plant itself, as we can commune with plant energy telepathically. What fun! So I really wanted to share with you that beautiful message that she provided. Essentially, this is a meditation that we are going to do today to set up what we always refer to as a three-point healing system, where we acknowledge serving ourselves, asking for love, joy, peace, and compassion for ourselves. We also acknowledge serving plant kingdom, asking for love, joy, peace, and compassion for plant kingdom based on our unique connection with the divine. So once we set up that three-point healing system, asking for healing energy, for love, joy, peace, and compassion for ourselves, for the plant kingdom, based on our connection to the divine, we are serving ourselves with love, joy, peace, and compassion. We are also setting our intention to serve plant kingdom with love, joy, peace, and compassion. And since we ask for that service, for that support from the divine, divine says, oh, I need to give you a higher support. I need to serve you at a much more intense level. Because now you're asking to serve yourself, and also you're asking to serve others. And as we ask to serve others, naturally, we have to tap in to a much more expanded, more intense level of energy. Because if we go and say, oh, divine, I want to serve myself and I need some support, I need to nourish myself, I need to stay in a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion so I am most charged up, divine says, okay, my beloved child, I will serve you with sufficient amount of healing energy. And as we synchronize our intention to be the same as the divine intention, as we set our intention to be present in that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, then we can start nourishing ourselves. But on the other hand, it's like me sitting at the table to eat and overindulge myself. So divine only gives us sufficient amount of energy so we can serve ourselves the most appropriate way without overindulging ourselves, without oversaturate ourselves with too much energy, because we need to have an appropriate balance even when it comes to energy work and nourishing ourselves with energy. Otherwise, we feel like walking straight up the wall, walking straight up the straight wall. But when we also set our intention to serve another living being, it could be a single plant or it can be just general, say, plant kingdom, then the divine energy, the divine intelligence recognize that we need more service, we need more support. So it allows us to access, it enables us to gain access to a much higher dosage of energy. It's like somebody wanting to fill up a glass of water and drink themselves because they're thirsty, versus somebody open a hose because we want to water the garden, but as we are watering the garden, we also take a sip of water out of the hose. So you see, the difference is the magnitude and the intensity that is required in order to serve something. So when we are thirsty, with just a glass of water or maybe the most couple of glasses of water in one sitting is sufficient. But if we decide to also water our backyard or front yard or water our garden, then we need access to more water. Now, while we are using that water to water the plants, you may also take a few sips of the water, but a lot of that water is going to help the plants to live. In this situation, same rule applies. When we try to nourish ourselves with energy, we just need a few sips. But when we decide to nourish ourselves with energy and also ask for healing energy to nourish the plant kingdom, we need access to a lot more energy. And that difference, if you've tried asking for love, joy, peace, and compassion, healing energy for yourself, and then try that for a while, and then wanted, so you get a good feel for it, you get a good measurement of it for yourself, you get the right sensation, the right feeling that what it takes to do that. And then, if one time you're experiencing some hardships, some challenges, as you're thinking about those hardships, thinking about those challenges, all of a sudden, stop yourself from constantly thinking about the hardship and the challenge and emotionally reacting to it and say, okay, I'm going to just take a break from this way of thinking, this way of feeling, and I'm going to ask for some healing energy, for some love, joy, peace, and compassion for myself and also the plant kingdom. You'll be amazed how fast your feeling, your thought transforms into a much. Of course, I can talk about these things forever and ever, but everything I'm talking about also has a practical aspect to it, and you would only feel that at the most intense level when you try it. So give it a try. Next time, if something is really bothering you and you're thinking and thinking and repeating that thought and getting more stressed, more drained, and emotionally you're getting drained, emotionally you're getting stressed, if you can only stop yourself at a point of time and say, okay, this is enough. I've been thinking about this for so many hours. I'm going to spend as many hours going forward asking for healing energy for myself and plant kingdom. Or you can even say for the next get a base feel for the difference that happens in your thought, in your emotion, and also your physical well-being. On the other hand, the other point that's quite peculiar about plant kingdom is the fact that organs within us, which is the same shape as what we see in fruits and vegetables. For example, our brain looks very much like a walnut. If someone takes a picture of the brain and takes a picture of a walnut from distance and asks a person, what do you think this is? They may even mistake it. Or looks like a bean. You even have the same name for the bean kidney. So there is a reason that these shapes are repeated. So what you see within the plant kingdom and some of the shapes that you see in the plant kingdom, the shape of a fruit, the shape of a vegetable, the shape of a seed. You will find similarity between that shape, that fruit, that vegetable, as well as certain organ in our body. Do you really think these are? No. These are all appropriately planned that way because they got the same energetic signature. Which means if walnut has the same shape as our brain, that shape is synchronized between walnut and our brain. Wouldn't that mean that eating walnut is good for our brain? It helps. Same shape. So let's do this. About 20 minutes. Practice what we talked about. As always, part of it is guided meditation, and part of it is quiet meditation. And as we are going to use the Earth Chakra music that was produced by Bert Griswold for the purpose of Earth Energy Chakra System. Again, you can always find the Earth Energy Chakra System graphics animation on YouTube under Healing Pack channel, HEALINGPAQ channel. You can also find it in our website by clicking on it. And also, if you want to learn more about the practical ways of doing self-healing, also practicing distance healing for healing others, you can always join our classes. Our sole purpose is to promote the art and science of healing ourselves, healing others, healing the living earth. And you'll be amazed as you integrate this simple technique of maintaining ourselves in a state of love, joy, peace, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, how simple life becomes and how much within every one of us we have the ability to heal our thought, to heal our emotion, heal the state of our physical organs, regardless of what others do. This is a personal decision. So consider that. We will start our next class, self-healing class, as well as distance healing class, via telephone. All the classes are recorded, so you never miss one. You can join us anywhere throughout the globe, and we welcome you, and we love you, and we serve you to our best ability. You can always go to Great Nonprofits website. Great Nonprofits is like Travelocity, that they rank different nonprofit organizations. And guess what? We've got the top-rated 2013 award, and only 10% of all the nonprofit organizations get that top-rated award. So we are proud of the fact that we have over 50-plus reviews on great nonprofits, and majority of reviews are 5-star with very few force. And we are just here to serve you. And we are going to serve you to our best ability and invite you to join us to serve yourself with, guess what? Love, joy, peace, and compassion. So let's do it. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're in a comfortable place, a safe place, lightly close your eyes. If you're in a busy location or if you're in a space, close your eyes, that is okay. It's just that our brain is occupied 70 to 75% processing all the information that comes to us through our eyes. When we close our eyes lightly, we give that 70-75% processing power back to the brain. So as the energy arises within us, as the energy starts, because in the beginning, the signals are there, but there may be just too weak for the brain to notice it, because it's so busy processing all the information that's coming to us through our eyes. So lightly close your eyes if you're in a safe place. Whether you choose to stand up, lay down, sit down, it's all your... Become aware of your breath. With every breath, set your intention. To merge yourself deeper and deeper into a state of love, joy, peace, and compassion. As we synchronize, attune our intention, same state as love, joy, peace, and compassion. It's like tuning our TV station on a channel that is playing beautiful show that we love to watch. Like tuning our radio on a station that's playing beautiful music that we love to listen. You and I have that ability to tune ourselves with any type of emotion. So when we do that, state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, we have those aha moments. We start with every breath. Calm down the breath. And as you calm down the breath, just breathe deeper. Now, we set our intention. You may repeat, you may change these phrases as you wish, so they become most heartfelt to you. I set my intention to be the same and synchronized with the divine intention. God, Source, collective consciousness, higher self, or whatever other word you are most comfortable with. I'm your child, living on earth, serving you and I. Please allow love, joy, peace, and compassion gush through my heart. And I filter every thought, every emotion, and every physical challenge through the lens of love, joy, peace, and compassion. Now that we said it, It's time to practice it. Welcome every thought as it arises. Welcome every emotion as it arises. Welcome every physical challenge that you are aware about it, every organ that you may know requires your attention. Love it. Hold it. Hug it. When a thought arises, regardless of what it is, just become aware of that thought. When an emotion arises, regardless of what it is, just become aware of that emotion and just say, thought, emotion, I know you are there. I sense you. I hear you. I feel you. I love you. I hug you. I hold you tight. I hold you tight. The more that thought arises, the more that emotion arises, the more that particular organ is asking for your attention, give your attention to that thought. Give your attention to that emotion. Give your attention to that organ. That attention that you're giving to that thought, to that emotion, to that organ, needs to be a healthy attention, which means you filter it through love, joy, peace, and compassion. The more you practice that, the more every one of us practice, the more we reprogram our thought to be controlled by us. The more we practice this, we reprogram our emotions to be controlled by us. When we merge our state of love, joy, peace, and compassion, that joy, that love, that peace, that compassion influence every organ in our body. If somewhere in your body you feel pain, just tell that part of your body, I love you. The more pain I feel from you, the more pain I receive from you, I am going to approach it with more intensity of love. Our brain is the commander. Our heart is the nourisher. When we open our heart to nourish our brain with love, joy, peace, and compassion, and our brain commands our organs with love, joy, peace, and compassion, a transformation occurs. Our organs at the cellular level become fulfilled, are nourished by the commander, the most healthy, the most appropriate way, through love, through unconditional love. As you are doing that, you may also want to consider asking for love, joy, peace, and compassion as healing energy from the divine, based on your connection to the divine, for the plant kingdom. Now, if you want to ask for energy for a particular plant that may be in your household, that's fine. if you want to ask for energy for like roses or orchids or plums or oranges, that is fine. If you want to ask for healing energy, love, joy, peace, and compassion for the entire plant kingdom, that is fine too. How you decide on what scale of serving you do, first of all, to yourself, number one, and extend that service to the plant kingdom, it's up to you. Divine applauds according to your request with the most love, joy, peace. And in the next few minutes, we continue merging ourselves that state of love, joy, peace, and compassion with every breath, welcoming our thoughts, welcoming our emotions, welcoming our physical challenges, holding them with love, joy, peace, and compassion, as we also ask for healing energy, for love, joy, peace, and compassion for the plant kingdom. God, we request for healing energy for every single one of our listeners. We are all asking for healing energy for ourselves and the plant kingdom. We also ask for sufficient access to knowledge, how to do this for every one of us, based on our connection to the divine. We ask for support and assistance from the ascended masters and the archangels. We ask for assistance from Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel Uriel. During love yourself for serving yourself. Love yourself for serving others. We are here to serve you. Divine is here to serve you. And we also hope you join us being willing to serve yourself as well. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And just enjoy being you. We love you. Till next time when we get together again. Bye-bye.